The Victorian government is developing an action plan to address women's pain, which a new report has found is often underdiagnosed, ignored, or dismissed by healthcare professionals across the state. The government says it will develop this over the next 6 months in consultation with women. But the Health Minister, Marianne Thomas, says it's already taken concrete action with the rollout green whistle pain devices to help women during procedures to insert IUDs. Clinical Director of Obstetrics and Gynaecology at Peninsula Health, Dr. Nisha Knott, says their service has already introduced the green whistle, adding that the rollout of the device to all 20 sexual and reproductive health hubs in Victoria will be a welcome move.
We all know that an IUD is an excellent contraceptive. It's also good for heavy periods, it's also good for period pain, and it seemed like such a shame that women were not able to use an IUD because their experience of getting an IUD inserted or changed was so painful. So it seemed like a win-win for everyone.
Liberal MPs will meet in Canberra this week as their divided party is poised to ditch its pledge to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. The Liberals' formal position on the climate target will be finalised at the midweek meetings in the nation's capital. The party will then negotiate a single policy with their coalition partner, the Nationals, in the days to follow. Infighting over the issue has intensified, placing further pressure on the opposition leader, Susan Lee, after the Nationals announced their position to scrap the emissions target ahead of their coalition colleagues. Negotiations on changes to support for autistic children have hit a roadblock. The Albanese government has announced the launch of a program called Thriving Kids to commence from July 2026, which would aim to divert children with lower support needs off the NDIS. The Thriving Kids program would help children under the age of 8 with developmental needs to get support earlier using local services. A meeting of federal, government and state and territory ministers has been held to broach the topic, yet the talks have been made more complicated because the Albanese government is simultaneously trying to broker a 5-year public hospital funding agreement with them. Queensland Premier David Cristofoli has told the state Liberal National Party Congress that federal Labor is playing a cruel game. But NDIS Minister Jenny McAllister has told Sky News they're trying to be fair.
We are hopeful of reaching agreement with the states and territories by the end of the year. Because I actually think states and territories and the Commonwealth have a shared interest in reaching an agreement, and that is to ensure that we have fair funding arrangements for hospital systems, but also a well-functioning NDIS.
Pro-Palestinian and climate activists have joined Jewish groups in criticising inconsistent police responses and what they referred to as the unfathomable approval of neo-Nazi rally on the steps of New South Wales Parliament on the weekend. The groups have called for authorities to determine whether any laws have been broken, and New South Wales police have vowed to investigate. The state Greens MP Sue Higginson's voiced concern that the neo-Nazi rally was offered police protection when pro-Palestinian rallies have been challenged in court. State opposition leader Mark Speakman has called on the government to explain how it was able to go ahead. He says no multicultural community should be targeted.
It was the Jewish community yesterday. It could be any other part of our multicultural community in future. It could be the Islamic community, the Indian community, other groups from non-Anglo-Celtic backgrounds. This is intolerable.
Dozens of hikers have been evacuated from the national park in New Zealand's North Island as firefighters battle an out-of-control blaze. The bushfire has burned through around 1,100 acres in Tongariro National Park. Fire and Emergency New Zealand says extra aircraft are now being brought in to fight the fire, taking the number of aerial assets involved to 8 helicopters and 3 planes. Assistant Commissioner Craig Gold has said in a statement that an air attack will be more effective than additional ground crews because of the nature of the terrain and the extent of the fire. The UN Refugee Agency says within 15 years, the places currently hosting nearly half the world's refugees could be facing extreme exposure to climate-related shocks. The latest report by the UNHCR concludes that by 2050, the hottest 15 refugee camps in the world, in Gambia, Ethiopia, Senegal, and Mali, are projected to experience nearly 200 days of hazardous heat stress per year. The agency says in mid-2025, 117 million people were displaced by war, violence, and persecution. Over the past decade, weather-related disasters caused around 250 million internal displacements within countries. And now to sport. In cricket, the Melbourne Stars have revealed their new First Nations jersey. The jersey will be worn by the club in their game against the Adelaide Strikers at the MCG on January 13th, as well as during the WBBL fixture against the Sydney Thunder on December 6th. Scott Boland and Wurundjeri artist Alex Kerr worked together to develop the design, which Kerr says is a tribute to the Stars' supporter base, Melbourne's natural environment, and the MCG. Alex Kerr says it tells the story of the Sky Country and its meaning for the Wurundjeri peoples.
This represents the Melbourne Stars and the connection that has with our communities. And then on the sleeves, we've got the connection that we all have to the Billrung. You know, it flows through the heart of the city. And then, of course, on the back, we've got representing Scotty Boland and his number. You know, this is a meeting place, but it also represents the MCG and holds a very special connection to not only us as Wurundjeri people, but the entire Kulin Nation of coming together and sharing that one place as one.
Australia's Jillaroos have defended their Pacific Cup crown and dominated with a 40-8 win over New Zealand. 31 minutes in, Australia led 24-0 with four unanswered tries. And while the Kiwi Ferns put two tries over the line in the second half, the hosts never looked in danger. The seven tries capped a dominant campaign for the Aussies, who are now back-to-back Pacific Championships winners. Australia looked like clear favourites going into next year's World Cup after winning the past three global tournaments and losing just one test since 2016. Jillaroos co-captain Kenzie Apps thanked the Kiwi Ferns for a great game.
Firstly, I'd like to thank obviously the Kiwi Ferns. We always love playing against you guys. What a wonderful showcase of women's rugby league. It's always physical. It's always a great game. And we just, obviously, it's always tough, but keep your heads up high. You're representing your country really proud. I also want to thank everybody for turning out today and coming to support the women's game. We appreciate all your support.
In the men's championship, the Kiwis staged a second-half comeback to claim Pacific Championship glory at CommBank Stadium. New Zealand took out the tournament decider 36-14. And now for today in the weather, Perth is sunny at 15, Broome is mostly sunny at 27, Darwin is seeing thunderstorms at 25, Alice Springs is sunny at 20, Cairns is mostly sunny at 28, Brisbane is seeing rain increasing at 22, Sydney is cloudy at 19, and Canberra is cloudy at 12. Melbourne is seeing showers increasing at 13, and Hobart is seeing showers at 12, while Adelaide has showers at 14. And that wraps up the latest in the news, sport, and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio.